please.
Case number 10,567, Dean Meredith, south of Road 302A, east of Durham Street, being Lot 12, Block D, within Avalon Park Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Step forward and place your hand on the Bible. Just state your name and address for the record.
My name is Dean Meredith. My address is 24183 Durham Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
And you swear that all the information you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hello. How you doing?
Can you explain to the board your request for this 3-foot variance?
Yes, my request is to, would like to add a garage on the right-hand side of the house. Right now, there's about 20 and a half feet. If you're looking at the house on the right-hand side, there's like 20 and a half feet from the property line. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to put a garage. I have a classic car. So I'd like to put a small one-car garage. And I had an estimate for like a pole building type single car garage, and the guy wanted to cut the eave on the trailer and actually attach it, which would therefore void the warranty on the trailer. So I'm trying to get something so that I don't have to have it, you know, actually attached to the residence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mainly the reason why I'm trying to get the 3-foot variance
on that one side for the relief of it.
Yeah, and I have. The only person that would affect is my neighbor on the right-hand side, and he wrote a little note. I don't know if you guys got it or not, but he wrote a little note saying that he had no problem with it.
Give that to the secretary, please.
We do have a copy.
You do have a copy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
And if you'd like, I took a picture of, you know, a structure of what it would kind of look like,
mm-hmm.
and a picture of the area where I would like to install it.
Okay.
So if you guys are interested, I have these too.
All right, I appreciate that. You'll hand them down. That would.
You'll see the bar there.
That give us an idea. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just kind of tight. That's why I'm just trying to get about 36 inches worth, because I really don't want to attach it to the residence.
Right, and you'll lose your warranty, as you said, on your residence if you do that.
Yeah. I mean, you'll see on the picture there's a little eave on the side on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
He actually wanted to chop that. He wanted to cut it off, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And so,
okay.
It would just be a bit cleaner if I could have it not attached to the house.
Right.
It over a little bit.
Oh, right.
Is this a building you're putting up?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would be the reason that you couldn't locate this building behind your home?
Good question. The reason why I can't do that is because of the septic. The septic is out back, and I've got the septic field.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't put anything on top of the pipes that are under the ground.
Okay.
I really wanted to put it in the back until I was educated about the septic situation.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
How far from the home would it be?
Probably about 2 feet. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Pretty close. You'll see, I really want to keep those trees. If you see on the picture, they're all the driveway there. You've got the tree line right there, and my neighbor would like me to keep those, and I'd like to keep those also. So that's how I'm going to try to do it, is so that I don't have to disrupt those trees.
Right.
Because we kind of like those trees there.
Okay. All right, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Approved other structures like this in Avalon?
Yes, there are some variances granted in the area, it says.
Okay. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 10,567. This is the minimum variance before we leave. And I don't think it's an altered central character of the neighborhood, and it's been other variance in that development.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,567. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, guys. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Thank you all.
Case number 10,568.